breaking some shit right over your face. I mean, hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We had to show you some commercials for a month.
Yep. I hope you didn't mind repeats. It was summer, what do you call it? Summer off season.
Yeah.
Where we play reruns. And
we let the spam commenters run wild.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we didn't actually play the reruns, but if you were smart enough, you could have gone and done it yourself.
Yeah, we kind of
maybe we should have posted that. Maybe we should just post it up duplicates and see if anyone noticed.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Oh, you guys are getting a lot better.
They'd be all like, hey, this is really good. And we'd be all like, hey, well, it's almost Christmas time. And
yeah.
Did we even do them around Christmas?
No. We only did them for about a month and a half. I mean,
is that it? Long. I don't even.
Yeah. It feels like a lot longer.
No.
No, that's true. Maybe two.
No, because like, no, because when I went to Ape.
Yeah.
That was in April. And that was already midway through the run, I think. That was like episode 11 or something.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
at any rate, we're back.
Maybe. If you're good. If we're good.
Oh, because we always said that the other ones was the second to last ones. Maybe this is the last.
You no, never know.
I'm not even gonna
you
say
never
that.
Know. No, people. Not. See, they. I bet for a while people thought we were done.
Yeah.
They
Which
were actually
funny,
asking.
We weren't even like intending to be done.
No. We actually meant to do one more before we officially like.
I don't think we had really meant to stop.
Not really, but like we were definitely intending to slow down so we could work on other shit.
Yeah.
Or stuff, if you will. Should we swear? I don't know. The last two people are like, oh, I can listen to these at work now. We're like, fucking
breaking
sticking
some
my
shit right over your face.
Fucking sticking my cock in a shit pile of fucking bees.
Bees.
Can't say it. I don't know.
Bees don't hover around shit, do they?
No, but they fly up my urethra.
What if you had, could you eat enough sugar to make your shit attract bees?
You drink nectar?
Yeah.
Nectar?
Pollen.
I hardly pollen her.
You just eat pollen.
Yeah, and then you take a leak. And,
what did I have
bees swim upstream into your urethra. And then they lay their eggs.
Ugh.
And, then after
bees
that...
Bees don't lay eggs.
What? Of course they do.
No.
And then... What? Yes, they do.
They give birth the traditional way.
Stork?
Yeah. Tiny bee stork.
What the... You're carried by a horsefly.
Yeah.
Or, what's the equivalent? What's the stork equivalent? Dragonfly? No. Dragonfly?
I guess
would,
the dragonfly
would be the
would
stork equivalent.
The...
I don't know.
The moth?
Yeah.
Ha? Huh?
Mots.
Yeah.
Moth
all right, let's keep this on track.
Clamato juice. Okay.
That's, all right.
All right. So, sticking to the topic at hand, which
yes.
is nothing, which we is intro.
No, we, right.
Hey, you know how some podcasts have those, have you noticed they have those little, like, fast forward points in them? Cue points, I guess you call them?
No.
Because they have those, and maybe that's only for iTunes, but I've checked out a couple on iTunes, and they have those now, where you can fast-forward, and it jumps to...
The next thing?
Yeah, and you can title them.
Whoa.
Yeah, we should look into that. I think maybe you need GarageBand or some shit to do that.
Bah!
Some stuff.
I don't have one of those macaronis.
No, me neither. Stop rubbing that bar so fun.
That was so good.
I watched The Strong Bad on the homestarliner.com there, and I hadn't forgotten about the site. I always knew it was there, but I kind of, whatever, it for a while, like way, way, way back in the day, I was super into it, and I thought it was the best, and then I still thought it was pretty good, but I stopped going, and the internet's funny that way. When you start doing something, and then you stop, it's kind of like, that's it, you know? Like, you can forget about things for a real long time. So I haven't been there in a long time, and I watched
like
The Strong Bad email. That's right. Yeah. And it was really funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was.
And there was a little Mac thing in there, and it was funny. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Bartope.
Mm-hmm. I hate that. I hate those Mac mice without the real button, and you click the whole thing.
I've never tried that, but I don't think
And
that
it does
would be
feel like a it feels like a bar of Body Shop soap is what it feels like. Do you guys have the Body Shop there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably invented it.
It's the smell good place.
Yeah, I've always wondered if maybe someone could open up like a butcher shop next to one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, like
they should have butcher shops in malls. I think that would be.
Well, there is that one mall in Richmond that does have that, but
really?
Well, it's not really like a butcher shop. It's like that one of them crazy Chinese malls out in Richmond and
Richmond, Virginia. The Night Mall.
Sure, that one. So they have the meats and the stuff, and it's stinky. But
was it the Night Mall?
Night Market.
Night Market. Was that it?
Night Rider.
Didn't you go there with probably some dudes?
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. I don't know. So long ago.
Monsieur's Esty and, I don't know, Bean Guy?
No. What? No. No, that guy hates us, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, he broke up with us. He's like,
yeah.
You guys, too much fucking hubris. This show's got too much hubris.
Yeah, but right now, this is the all new Spy vs. Spy, the Next Generation, and we're all about the pubris.
Yuck.
sounds
terrible. Like gristle. I don't know.
Ball gristle.
Are we different? Have we changed? Is this a new format?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Got the same theme song.
Probably, or do we?
It's two of us. Yeah, I don't know. Just doing the thing.
Yeah,
poking around.
I guess. I mean, I'm probably wearing slightly different clothes, but everything is the same.
I got a haircut.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My hair
Did you have things shaved into the side of your head?
No, I thought about it. And I'm probably going to go back down to an eighth of an inch, and I was thinking then I could adjust my hairline.
What's that in centimeters?
Oh, very few. Less than one.
All right.
Yeah.
My hair's getting big. A while ago, I cut it into sort of a faux hawk type situation.
Yeah.
And then I realized that when my hair's short, it is pretty unmanageable. It just kind of does what it wants to do. And it's either got to be real short or pretty long. And there's no in between, otherwise it's fucking a disaster. So I'm just letting it go now. I'm just gonna grow it out forever.
Let's both grow our hair all the way out.
Sure.
And we'll get matching tattoos.
Alright. On our butts.
Yeah.
Did I show you this?
I don't think you did.
Alright, well, maybe later.
We get matching tattoos on our butts of each other's handprints. Going down, you know? Like
But your hand is a lot bigger than mine.
My hand's probably bigger.
Actually,
than your
ass. We have no. See,
yeah, what was that when Brian tried to show me the how big the Nintendo DS was or how big the the cartridge was for it? He holds up like you know a spoon, which could be any size, and then like Canadian money, which I have no idea, and then you know his thumb. I don't know how big his hand is. Something else. There's something else you're trying to.
My wiener.
Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea.
I almost said something else there. What would happen then?
Oh God, yeah, that is a.
Yeah, I know. Did you look at the thing?
Yeah, that guy's ass is real hairy.
I know. It's a tattoo that my ex girlfriend did there, and it's on the butts.
Yeah.
Butts tattoo.
Well, the dude on the left, that looks like a bearded woman. They look like lady's eyes on his ass cheeks, and then like his ass is so hairy.
Yeah, what it is, it's a tattoo of an eye, not like an eyeball, but like a proper like you know looks like
with
an
the
eye.
Lid and all that.
Yeah, on each cheek, one on each cheek. So I don't quite know what that's all about. It's pretty awesome in a lot of ways, but also it's a hairy butt.
Yeah. Maybe if he bends over, it looks like it's whistling or something.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. It looks like Admiral Akbar or something.
Yeah. What do you like?
Oh, God! I didn't mean to slip that out.
What? Oh, Akbar?
Admiral Akbar and Admiral Jeff.
Way to go! Yeah. Hey, Brian. You know?
Yeah. Good stuff.
I thought we'd avoided the whole thing. Star Wars thing.
Star Wars.
I guess not.
Back to our old tricks.
It doesn't matter. Beanbad is not going to listen to us anyway.
He's the only guy who cares.
Yeah. And he ain't going to hear. I wonder who is. I wonder I wonder if people had us, if they were RSS feeding, if they had, like, if they were doing the proper podcast thing with it, or if people were just, like...
coming to the site?
If we were like, hey, dudes, check it out. Is anyone up?
Yeah.
Somebody heard about it when we did it. I mean, somebody checked, because I didn't tell anybody.
Like, you mean the past couple days when we posted solo ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't... I sort of told a couple people, but that was like...
We told me.
Yeah. I didn't want to. I was just going to do it and see if you noticed.
Yeah.
Then I couldn't log into the FTP site, and I was like, oh, no, I can't. Phil, how do I log in? Why? What for?
Hey.
I don't know.
Is that my typing voice?
At that time it was, because you were trying to record drums or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You want to talk about the drums?
I already talked about
it. Oh, you already talked about the drums. Yeah, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
And I was all, I'm going to post a link to them songs. You can check them out. And then I didn't.
And you didn't. Yeah.
Because I was like, they're still
Whatever.
Not up yet. I really want people to hear them in the context of being able to vote for them.
Yes. I don't think it sounds like a 70s band, by the way.
That's harsh.
No, it sounds more like Wolfmother.
That's harsh. Wait. But the... Wait.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, you're right, though. I don't like the old... No, it's not like I don't like old tunes, but I'm not not generally inclined to go after old musics like that.
Yeah.
The classics, so-called. I don't know, because I guess it's someone else's context, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not my own idea. Like, if I grew up with that music, which I didn't grow up with any music... You know what I mean? Like, the music that from my own life is what I... Like, the old music that I want to listen to is stuff that's old for me, you know what I mean?
Right.
So...
Not the stuff that... You don't like to listen to things that are like, oh, you should listen to this. It's a classic.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's good, but I'm not gonna, you know...
Because that's... I don't know. Yeah, I pretty much... I like to listen to stuff, you know, that I grew up hearing and everything.
Yeah.
That was a lot of 70s jams in my house.
I'm actually thinking maybe I should get into music from the future.
Yeah. You can download that shit.
Yeah. From bands that haven't formed yet.
That's right.
Isn't that maybe... I guess maybe that would be like a mashup or something.
I suppose.
Maybe... Yeah, like you could say, well, what if instead of joining Audioslave, what if Chris Cornell fronted ABBA? You know?
Yeah.
And then you mash that up, and that's like...
ABBA
yeah,
is like a frequent victim of the mashup. I mean, not
yeah,
a victim,
I know.
But, you know. Yeah, there's one of them bands that there's... like I know there's a band running around that, like, all they do is they play mashups, but they play them live.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know there's some virtual band where they took, like, little bits from everyone's, sample CDs, you know?
Oh,
they had those
sure.
Sample CDs, like royalty-free sample CDs, and they like assembled the whole album. And, like, it was like Bill Laswell and a few other people. But yeah, I think the mashup's a beautiful thing. I used to listen to the... there was some show that was on in the Bay Area, and it was like 10 mashups in a row. I forget what it was called.
Is it that Party Guy?
Yeah, Party...
Party Ben?
Party Ben, yeah.
He has a website. You can get a shit...
Well, then I'm going to, because I used to, and now
no,
I will again.
They're real good. Yeah, they're really long.
Yeah.
And then my friend Oliver was playing me this thing from the BBC that fucking, who was it? Some fucking DJ Food or somebody.
Right.
Did like a whole like half an hour long segment on like mashing up the fucking 20th century or something.
Oh, 21st yeah.
century. What century are we on right now?
Did he match this one or the previous one?
I don't remember.
Well, who
it was
in
good
it?
Though. Fucking everyone, man.
Did it have Groovers in the Heart?
Maybe. I don't know.
Then it's
it was,
good.
I don't really remember. I just remember it being quite good. And then it had like interview segments. Not interview. Well, I guess it must have been an interview, but it was people talking about like copyright and things like that. It was good.
Oh yeah.
To try and find that.
What do you think about copyright, Brian? What do you think about sampling?
My initial reaction is to be like, fuck it, you know, once it's out there. I kind of feel like as long as you give recognition, that should be good enough, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's shitty when someone makes a buttload of money off your stuff. You know, like, she shouldn't be able to. It should be like, you can do it, but you just got to give money to people who, you know, if you make money. But, like, if you're some dude and you use a sample and your album doesn't sell anything, you shouldn't have to pay anybody. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's kind of how I feel. And, I mean, the same thing. Like, if I draw, if I do, like, art or something, I put it on the internet, I pretty much know that it's up there for someone to swipe and do whatever with. But chances are they're not going to really be making money off it. And so, therefore, I don't normally care. If someone did, someone stole my shit and then somehow made money off it, I would be pretty bummed out about that, I guess. But
what if I told you that I've been making, like, tons of cash on Job Goblin coffee mugs on Cafe Press?
Nobody makes tons of money off Cafe Press.
Just gobs of Skrilla.
Gobs of Job.
Yeah. Some people make money on Cafe Press.
Gobstopper. You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody bought anything off there because their stuff is lousy.
Right. But I think that the people behind the scenes make some money somehow.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But
no, I think if you time it right.
Hey, what about this? What about Cafe Press merch with Coffee Cat on it?
Yeah, nobody bought one of those. Not even me.
What happened with that guy, man?
What happened to Coffee Cat?
No, the guy who wrote it.
Darren Matthews?
Yeah, where'd he go?
Just fell through. He just fell through.
He just quit?
Yeah, he disappeared.
That's lousy. Stupid.
He went on a retreat. It was a religious retreat.
Oh, I didn't know that guy was religious.
No, he didn't either.
Okay, all right. One of those.
Yeah. He was religion-napped.
Yep.
My hair?
Yep. He was... Wait.
Guess castanets. The sound.
No. It's castanets.
It's a Leatherman.
Timbales.
A Leatherman tool. But I used to open my Vitamalt last night.
Man,
fucking
tool.
Disgusting. I wanted to say it was fucking disgusting, but you know.
Yeah, bitch, you kids. You can't do a podcast without swearing.
You did a really good job. I would have been able to. No, you know what? Even after I said I wasn't going to swear, I still did. It's hard. Difficult.
Well,
say difficile.
Mine's just got 100 edits in it. It took me fucking 3 hours to do
that. Oh, really? Week. Yeah, you were just stopping after every sentence and thinking of the next thing to say, weren't you?
Now, did I swear? Fuck. I don't know. Did I? No, I didn't really. No, that was first try, straight through.
Good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
It's all right. I'm all aluminum and libalum. Got a real greasy mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we gonna talk about something?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we?
You got some? You got
probably
a hot tip.
I went to see Clerks 2 last night.
And
it was okay.
Right.
I thought I was gonna hate it because I kind of feel like I outgrew Kevin Smith when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And like his movies, you know, like when they came out, were like cool to me and whatever. But then as time goes on, they become super lousy and unwatchable.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of felt like I was going to see it out of duty. And, duty.
Right.
No, the same way that I did with, like, the Matrix sequels, you know? Like,
wow.
All right, let's just get this over with.
Fuck that. But didn't he mature and grow?
Stir worse.
Didn't he move, shake, and grow?
It was. I didn't hate it as much as I thought it would. No, I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Was there more mortgage jokes? time.
Yeah, sort of. In general, it was a pretty good movie. Or as Kevin Smith would say, a pretty good flick.
Yeah, he's...
Do you know when he says that, I want to punch him in the scrot?
Me too. I'm like, you don't really say that. You're saying that on purpose.
I know, yeah. It totally sounds forced.
Yeah.
It's like he reminds himself every time. It's kind of like when we say podcast instead of podcast.
Oh, yeah. I fucking forget to say podcast now. I'm trying to talk about something. I always call it podcast.
Yeah, no. I mean, but I remember at first when we were
at first we were like,
here's our new pod.
Did you ever see the Kevin Smith Interview Stan Lee DVD?
No.
Oh, that thing was funny.
Why would I?
It was. I don't know. I love Stan Lee. He's a huckster. You know?
Yeah.
He's a huckster.
Sure.
I like hucksters. That's pretty much what it is. I like hucksters.
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with his work, but Yeah. No, yeah. It's, oh, it's so bad, though. It's, you know, it's Kevin Smith and Stan Lee sitting about 18 inches away from each other. And Kevin Smith cuts him off.
Stanley.
He walks over all of his lines. No, it's not fucking Penn Jillette. <It's>, and so Stan's talking, and he's like, and that's when I came up with the line, great responsibility. Yeah, like Kevin Smith is just like, yeah, right, great responsibility.
Because like, everyone knows.
Oh, he just gets every, like every time Stan takes a breath. Yeah, well, he probably even more frequently than that because the guy's a vampire. But he'll jump in with a right, and he'll walk on all over his lines and all that shit.
That's shitty, man.
Yeah, and I paid fucking bucksores for that, man. And I'm all like, this is horrid. And my uncle came over for Allison's birthday, and I was like, hey, have you seen this? It's really bad. Kevin Smith walks all over Stan Lee, this and that. And he was like, oh yeah, you want to let me borrow that? And I was like, fucking right on, yeah, take it. Because that was one of those things where I'd be like, yeah, borrow it. I'm never going to fucking mention it again. But he didn't. He fucking forgot it.
Whenever I see Kevin Smith or hear him talk, I just wish he was like an enigmatic recluse who,
yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Or like there was some sort of subterfuge going on where we didn't know that Silent Bob was actually him or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like as soon as you know like who, you're just like, fuck, get out of my face, you suck.
Yeah. I think people just need to like ask him to do impressions a lot more often.
Impressions?
Let's see some Silent Bob.
Oh yeah.
more.
Yeah, he's, I don't know. Yeah, he's, I mean, just the more you watch his movies and him and everything, it's, you just realize what a terrible writer he is. What? He's got some things to say, but everything is written in the same voice, and no matter what actor you get to read it, it just sounds like Kevin Smith talking.
I bumped my head.
You bumped it?
Yeah.
On what?
The side.
The roof, because you're so tall.
Oh, it's a counter thing. Fucking
what?
Trying to pick something up there? Off the ground and.
Was there blood? Do you want me to call 911? 911, I mean. What is it called?
Do you guys call it 911?
I don't know. What do we call it? 911. You want me to call that?
No.
All right.
Hey, is there any more wacky differences between the U.S. and Canada that we haven't already?
We don't have blue margarine.
What?
We don't have blue margarine.
I don't think we do we?
Yeah, you totally do. Well, maybe you don't, but I heard about that a couple years ago.
Really?
That you know how they put out like green ketchup and you know all that kind of stuff, right? Uh-huh. Purple mustard or whatever. I don't know. They decided to come up with blue margarine. Mm. And I don't really know why that is. Like, kids aren't eating enough margarine. It needs to be fun for the kids. Like, come on now. Like, ketchup I can see. Like, you know, you put it on your hot dog. It's a wacky color. That'd be kind of fun, right? It's fine. But margarine, what do? You put it in maybe, like, some cookies or something. You put it on your toast. Maybe you saute some onions in it or something. I don't know. Yeah. And why do you need it to be blue?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why does a kid...
I don't really like cooking.
Why is a kid going to think... This is good fun, and I want to eat more of it. Please, Mom, buy more margarine.
Nah.
I don't know. It's weird. Speaking of buy more margarine, you know what? I went to the store, and I was going grocery shopping, and I picked up some margarine. I thought, yeah, you know, I don't have any margarine. I'm always eating my toast dry, and I should pick up some margarine. So I did, and then I got home, and I realized that I had done the same thing probably 3 days earlier. I totally forgot. So I got, like, two tubs of margarine. I don't even know what to do with it.
Awesome.
It's going to last me a year.
Well, it lasts. Just, I mean, it's not...
yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't biodegrade.
It was just kind of weird that, like, I had the same thought and actually followed through with it. Like, normally I'll think about, oh, I should buy margarine, and then I don't. But I did, and then I bought it twice.
Same thing happened to me a couple weeks ago. I must have gone on, like, a five-day streak of, oh, I took a shower yesterday.
That's me on a weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And then you smell yourself. Like, I don't smell that bad, but you're around your own stench for so long that you become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And, so you don't know. But you're lucky that you have family to tell you. Or do they?
Oh, you know.
They're too polite.
Yeah. Well, baby's not going to say nothing.
Yups. She's one to talk.
Spencer, I don't know. I don't think he minds. He was out on the porch the other day. It is like 100,000 degrees here. And then like the porch is a fucking greenhouse. So it's like
Fahrenheit,
even
Fahrenheit
higher.
Or Celsius? Fahrenheit or Celsius?
100,000 Kelvin.
Kelvin. Yeah, okay. Mm, yeah. Yes.
The old Kelvin joke.
Yes. Mm, yes.
I'm so fucking lame. Oh, forget it. Let's fucking start over.
I would have made it if you didn't.
I know. It's fucking dumb. No, isn't there any other ways to tell temperature?
Nope.
There needs to be a new joke. A new temperature
degrees
joke.
Degrees of separation.
Also, I can say it's like 100,000 degrees Kevin Bacon. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hot fucking dumb too, though.
It's hot enough to fry a bacon.
Yeah.
On the hood of your car.
Kelvin Bacon.
Jesus Christ. All right, so on the porch.
Yeah, no, he'll
on
go
the
out there.
He on the veranda?
Yeah, he doesn't mind. He'll go, it's fucking so horribly hot, and he'll just hang out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, he's got this chalkboard out there, and he's drawing his chalkboard with this fucking melted-ass chalk.
I didn't realize that chalk could melt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just gotta get humid enough. Yeah. I ate some peanuts. I drank some red soda. I had a good hamburger the other day.
Peanuts. Let me say something about peanuts here.
Okay.
I had some M&M's that had almonds in them. You know, the almond M&M's?
Yeah.
Almond M&M's.
But not cashew.
Isn't that your band name?
Almond M&M's. Yeah.
Have we already talked about what our favorite M&M is? Should people write in and tell us what their favorite is and why?
Absolutely. That should be our way of reconstituting our relationship with fans.
It's our poll question.
Yep.
Because I don't know, like, for a long time... The what?
The wiki.
Oh, Jesus. No, please. For the longest time, I was into the peanut butter ones. And I thought they were just the fucking greatest thing I ever had. And now I kind of can't really eat them anymore. They just don't really do it for me.
They were good. They had a nice double snap kind of a thing to them. Bite. Like you,
yeah,
sort of.
But you're cutting out. What are you doing? You downloading something or what?
No. Checking Songify to see if the songs are up yet.
Quit doing that.
Sorry.
I'm sure it's actually going to be me that's cutting out because of it.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter ones.
Right.
Squiddle. Yeah, I like the cashew ones.
Oh yeah, was it? Oh yeah.
I like the cashew ones.
The cashew ones. I like the hazelnut ones.
Oh shit! Did you have any of the white chocolate ones?
No, we do. I don't think we get them here.
I normally hate white chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's fucking gross. I had that white chocolate big Kit Kat.
No, yeah, no.
Oh,
gross,
that was like eating a stick of butter.
Wax. Yeah. Oh, okay. Waxy butter,
melted chalk,
lit,
and then, but the white chocolate M&M's. It's like the perfect dose of white chocolate. It's just the right amount.
But really, like, why? Why? Just because? Come on.
Oh yeah, no, they're not my favorites. No.
Yeah.
I like peanut, but I like peanut a lot more after I go to the dentist.
Yeah, yeah. Peanut's my standard.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. I like the crunch.
Yeah.
But you probably like suck on it until you get to the peanut, and then you probably spit the peanut out.
And then I have them all later.
After when they're still wet, you pour a little salt on them.
Actually,
and
then
you roast them.
I roast
them over a light bulb.
I spit out the shell, I spit out the chocolate, and I spit out the peanut. I really just like the nut paper. Like, if I can find one that still has that little nut paper on there, the little nut membrane, that's the part I like.
Gross.
Chocolatey nut membrane.
You bite into it and it's just paper.
Oh, that's my dream M&M. Yeah, because that stuff is like, you know, it's edible, but like, God, would you really want to like have a handful of it?
No.
It would kill you. It would just choke you.
Have you ever had white rabbit candies?
Yeah, they're of the Asian variety,
like,
right?
Yeah,
they're like rice.
Yeah, sort of like rice toffee kind of.
They have like an edible wrapper.
Yeah, they had that rice paper that you can eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe an M&M made of that stuff.
Oh, I was just thinking of that, though. It makes all my feelings go, like, me next! Pull me out!
Yeah. This is what we went to go see the movie last night. Some fucking asshole like answered their cell phone.
Yeah.
And like continued to talk on it and like,
what's normally, the deal with these?
No. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. That didn't last him. But then the other thing was that somebody had their like little kid at the movie with them and like running around. And the kid's not gonna like really care about Clerks too, but there's a fuckload of swearing in that movie. And I'm just thinking like, gee, that's kind of weird. It's not up to me to say that you shouldn't swear around kids. Like, they're gonna learn it sooner or later,
I suppose.
And I think my whole thing was like, I mean, like, I knew all my swear words when I was, I don't know, grade two or something. I don't know. Like, but the point is that, you know, you should teach your kids to not, like, disrespect people. And swearing doesn't really necessarily equal disrespect.
No.
You know what I mean? It's more like how you talk to people, not really like
what you say.
Yeah, like saying a swear word isn't really that bad, but if you're using it in a way to disrespect like a teacher or your parents, probably. I imagine those are coming.
It seems like the climate is just right for some new swears to crop up.
Yeah,
I think Snoop Dogg's gonna invent them.
Yeah, I don't know. He's doing kind of a lousy job of it, though, isn't he?
Oh, man. I was watching The Price is Right, and they gave away some Shizzle brand bicycles. Shizzle. I couldn't fucking believe it.
You got to hear fake Rod Roddy say something about that?
Oh, yeah.
What's the new guy called?
Rich Dickless. I don't know.
Rod Body.
Yeah, it's Rich something. Yeah, I wish it was still Rod Roddy. He's dead, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But he didn't die doing the show.
Died of a broken heart.
Exactly. But Bob's still kicking. I've been watching a lot of Price is Right. I'm watching probably every day since last time.
Bob is freaking Skeletor these days, man.
Yeah, totally. He's a face.
His face.
In a suit.
His face is looking like real bony.
Yeah.
Bony M.
Yeah. Oh, the burger I had, though, dude. Did I tell you the burger I had?
I didn't know you ate burgers.
Yeah, cheese.
Bargus. Bargus.
We went. Oh, fucking A. So we went to the mall yesterday, okay? We go to the mall 2 days
the mall,
ago.
The Mall of America?
No, Rosedale.
The Mall in America.
It's okay. In America, but it's not of it. Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right.
And fuck. We went to go get the kids' pictures taken because Allison's one now, so we went to go get the portraits. Okay.
Yeah.
And and this, we walk into the thingamajig, and the photographer.
Photo booth? Oh, wait. Okay,
no, sorry. She's all like, hey there, little guys, but you can let me take a picture. And we're like,
oh, my God.
We're like, Spencer doesn't really respond to baby talk. You know, he's like 3 and a half. He's kind of, we don't really talk to him like that.
He likes being sworn at. Sworn into.
Yeah, sworn into.
That's terrible. It's like when you give him like a belly like raspberry, you know.
Tell her that, and she's like, "Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'll cool it out." And then she kept doing it. She was just like shrieking at the kids, like, "Hey, look at!" She kept doing this fucking like you'd call a dog with that noise, maybe like if you hated your dog, but like. Man, what kid is gonna
So
he's giving all these like really fake forced agitated looking smiles, and Allison's not even having any of it, man. She's just like grumping.
Yeah.
And it was just like a waste of time. This chick was just so horrible, you know. And we told her not to do it, and she just kept doing it. So then we're like, oh, all these photos suck, fuck you. But it was so hey, all you photographing kids whatnots
that are gonna work at the Jason, that are gonna end up working at the JCPenney or wherever.
Yeah. I don't understand why people talk loud or talk like high or talk stupid to kids. Like,
kids. Right. That's what you got to do to foreign people.
Right. Or the elderly, like, or whatever. Yeah,
my kids speak English. Like, exactly. You don't need to shout at them.
Well, it's just, I don't know. I just think if you talk to kids to anybody else, like, fucking.
That's right.
I don't know. It's more better, right?
Then they'll grow up to be regular people and not fucking assholes.
Maybe not, though. What if... Okay, so if you talk to a kid with, like, baby talk and shit, then they grow up and talk like an adult. But, like, if you talk to them like an adult, maybe they grow up and talk like super adults or something like
old people?
Really old people, yeah. That's going to suck. I'm going to feel all bad about that.
A couple years, Spencer comes up to you. Dad, would you like some hard candy?
Yeah. Hard candy.
I don't know.
Oh, his grandpa, my dad, that guy?
Yeah.
Brought him...
his grandpa, my dad. Sorry, I don't know.
Brought him this cool fucking lightning bug candy. It's all these, like, little gummy kind of... not worms. They're, like, short little gummy worms.
All right.
But it comes with this pair of tweezers that has a red LED inside. So, like, when you close the tweezers, it lights up. And then the candy, gummy candy, fucking carries light real well. So the whole candy just like, wah.
Oh, nice.
That's fucking cool. He wolfed them down, and then we're like, well, does it work with fruit snacks? And they work all right. And then we had some Sour Patch Kids, and those fucking gleam up real good, too. All the little sugar crystals, like, catch the gleam.
Maybe you should get him some jellyfish to eat.
Actual jellyfish?
Sure.
People eat jellyfish, right?
Yeah, of course. I've eaten it before.
How is it?
It's all right. I don't know. It's all right, I guess.
Does it taste like the burger that I had when we went to the mall?
It might. It might have.
It just... The only thing special about it was that it... Well, I mean, it was a nice big burger.
It had an LED light in it, and when you finished it, the light went off. The light turned off when you were finished eating.
Yeah. Thankfully. No, it had this Guinness steak sauce on it. Like a... Guinness, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And it tasted real fucking Guinness-y.
Like the Book of World Records.
Actually, yes.
All right.
What? That is the... I mean, that's the same Guinness.
Yeah.
Right?
Baldwin.
What? Do you know I used to write songs about Alec Baldwin all the time?
Yeah.
I did.
No, I didn't know that.
It's true. I had more than two songs about Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever write any songs about the other Baldwins?
I did mention them, yeah. In the songs.
Did you ever write one on a Baldwin piano?
No. See, that's not the same Baldwin. But that is the same Guinness, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say Alec Guinness, but then that's a thing in the... Yeah, see?
Right.
See? You see there?
That's fine.
No.
I love Star Wars. I was listening to Arnie and Marjorie the other day.
Oh.
I hadn't listened
to them. For those who don't remember or didn't know, it's a podcast called Star Wars Action News.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That makes it
sound like, to me, when I hear that, when you first started telling me about it, I thought it was like going to be like a news report from the Star Wars world. I'm like, oh, that kind of sounds kind of interesting. Like,
oh, that would be good. Damn.
Yeah. Like, today, like an Imperial freighter was held up by some rebels and they stole some fucking Energon cubes. And I don't know what they would have been stealing. And
spice.
Yeah, that's right. Spice versus Pice. But what it is... You ever notice when people say, what it is...
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like when people pluralize breakfasts.
Go ahead, do
it. You ever notice that? You ever notice
ATM machine and your PIN number.
Go ahead. I'm just saying. You ever... When people that pluralize the breakfasts... Come on. Come on. Come on. All right, so Star Wars Action News. It's all about...
Podcast?
So, Norm MacDonald? Boiled potato. Star Wars Action News is about collecting Star Wars toys.
Yes.
So you listen to them.
I listened to
the one show. I couldn't fucking handle it after that. It was all right, but like I can't see myself like tuning in to check that out.
I probably listened to six or seven of them, and then they started getting into this how to collect series, you know, and that went on for like 2 months.
Buy some shit.
That. Yeah.
Leave it in your closet. You're a collector.
Right. No. You have to buy four of the shits, though.
Oh, God.
To do it Arnie's way.
One to eat.
Arnie's way. Arnie? Marge? Yeah. Artie? Arnie? Anyway.
Arnery.
So the last one I listened to, they got a bunch of the Star Wars Kubricks. They bought a case of these Star Wars Kubricks.
Those are like those little Lego guys, right?
Not hubris, Bean Bandit. Kubricks. And
they're like those little they look like little Lego minifigs. Is that what those things are?
But a little larger. Whatever.
But they're not. Obviously,
so they
Lego,
opened a case. That was the pop. That was the podcast. Nice.
And they ate them.
They opened them. That was the podcast. Was them opening them.
And then did they eat some Dagobah chocolate bars?
Yeah. It was like. Okay, I've got a Han. What? All right, and then kiss. Oh, it's like, I got an Akbar. Oh, it's cute. Oh, I'm just really not satisfied with the paint on these. I don't even know which one to keep. They're both so...
hideous.
All right, well, let's see.
We should be doing more action on our show, dude.
Yeah, people like the sounds.
Like what would we do? I don't know.
I could fall down a well.
I fell down a fucking well!
Hey, all right. Oh, I get in a fight, and I'm going to tear this guy's arm off.
Whoa! I totally believed that.
Now I'm going to reattach it. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to bite this rock as hard as I can.
I'm going to sleep on this banana peel. Weep bonk.
Oh.
Check out that hot chick.
Oh, man, I was watching Minority Team last night, and some dude had a boner on it. Jukano had a money boner.
I haven't seen that because you told me not to watch it.
Yeah, it's horrible. It was just on.
You had to watch it because there's no ventures. You were going through venture withdrawal. You're like, I'm a C-cartoon.
Next week, though. Next week. Oh, and next week. You know what's on next week?
Hmm?
Metalocalypse.
What's that?
I don't know. Some kind of metal band, Armageddon, something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember you showed me that. That looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's coming on next week.
It's cartoons, you guys. For those who don't know what a cartoon is, look it up. You'll be blown away.
Yeah, it's like a regular show.
It's like drawings. It's like, imagine us. Imagine like what we're doing right now, but like drawings. And they're like walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
It is like that.
I don't really know how better to describe it. You just have to see it for yourself to believe it.
Okay, imagine a still image.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say the Mona Lisa.
Right. If you ask someone, imagine a still image, it's probably the first thing they think of, huh?
That's the first thing I thought of.
It was the first thing I thought of, too.
If people are like me, then they probably thought of that. But they probably thought of that naked.
What percentage of people do you think thought of a paused NASCAR race? NASCAR on pause.
A still image. It's like when I paused the TiVo.
Right. When Rusty Wallace is going up around the bend. Jeez. Going up around the bend, is that a racing term? I don't know.
Up around the binge.
Shit.
Yep.
Kind of talked yourselves into a corner there. What?
I guess so. I don't know.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up. Fuck them.
Yeah, sure. Well, okay. I was going to say that I ordered a bass guitar a while ago, and I got that in the mail. Yeah. Over the weekend. Not over the weekend, because in Canada we don't get mail on the weekend. We get mails? Yeah. Mails are delivered to my door Monday through Friday.
Do you open your mails during breakfasts?
Sometimes. Jesus. So I got this bass guitar, and I've been trying to play it, and I've been developing a whole new series of calluses and blisters. And so I played some a little bit on a thing, and we got a song in the works that's going to be out soon.
Yeah. Real soon, I think we should put
so
that
not
out.
Only right, did right Phil soon. Phil fucking wrote 11 and recorded 11 songs, and I've been working on the same one for 3 months. Right. And it's gonna sound like we did it in one day.
It was a song.
A lot of people already heard the demo of that song.
Yeah,
but it'll be out soon.
Well, you weren't really working on it for 3 months. You were waiting for your bass for one of those months.
That's true. No, I only waited two and a half weeks or maybe 3 weeks.
But it felt like a month.
That's almost a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of almost a month, it was a month since we did our last show, dude. That's a long time.
I know.
What do you think?
Let's not let that happen again.
Yeah, let's try for two.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully people enjoyed themselves this go around, and we'll be back.
I don't see why they wouldn't. You know what? No one didn't enjoy themselves except for us.
That's
Everyone
true.
Else was like, no, don't stop, keep doing what I like. And we're like, no, stupid, don't this like it. No. And no one said, well, maybe one guy said that he didn't like it.
I think he's still listening, though.
Oh, really?
I think he's listening right now.
Like, I can prove
it's
it.
Not even up yet. I think he's like...
he's in my closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, so...
Yeah, okay, well, that's...
Good enough. I gotta get to work, so...
All right, yeah. I'll upload this... to the website, and then people can hear it with their ears.
Yeah, sure, man.
Tank. Oh, bring those songs to work. Check them out. Put them on your
Oh, I totally will, dude. You guys, the rest. Maybe you should include. No, maybe that's a bad idea.
What?
Well, I was thinking you could make them all into one thing and put them up as a podcast, and then if people had the fucking subscriptions, it would just they would have it and they could listen to the whole thing wherever they are, you know. But that's that's kind of dumb. They can just go ahead and click on the link in the fucking page.
Yeah. Should I put the link in this one for real this time?
Sure, man. Go for it. You can do the individual songs maybe, so that because you posted a playlist before, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if someone's using iTunes or something, maybe I don't know how that works.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. I'll make a separate post with all the links to all the songs. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
I heard some of it, you guys. It's awesome. You guys all heard it before me.
You guys?
All yous guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, then. Well, take it easy, Brian. I'll wrap with you soon. We'll do this again sometime.
Come yeah, I think we should. Out. I think we should. This has been good.
Yeah.
And I'm Brian. That's Phil.
Yeah.
This is a Spy vs. Spy podcast, in case you forgot what you were listening to. And, don't you forget about us.
No, 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 no.
Yep. See ya.
How long was it?
You can't try to force it. Right? How about both? Well, I look the same. Yeah. Both of them.
I just met all the United States. Super long. All right. Otherwise, you can end up doing blood, doing blood, doing blood, doing blood, doing
blood. Right. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the fucking. All right, yeah, that's good.
I don't what. Yeah.